This is Kay with Bless the Next Generation, and I'd like to welcome you to the show tonight. The next half an hour, we're going to be doing a show on fear and anxiety. And the mission of the show is to reach out to the next generation because suicide is number two on college campuses. We have 120 soldiers committing suicide every week, and depression's number one with adults. We just have so much turmoil. We have 20 million kids on drugs, and I was a high school French teacher, and I'm a grandmother. And I've been doing this show for about 15 years because I said, God, just please take me and use me, whatever I can do to reach out to the next generation and inspire them and help lift them up. Because there's so much negativity out there, and I'm just so concerned about you guys. And if you're listening tonight, hopefully something I say will inspire you and lift you up, because I've got some very, very good news. And if you need to contact me, you can contact me at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. Tonight, we're going to be talking about fear and anxiety. Now, man is triune, body, soul, and spirit. We're only dealing with the spiritual side of man. So if you have a chemical imbalance, you need to call 911 and go to the doctor. We're only talking tonight about the spiritual side of man and what God's scriptures say about fear and anxiety. And trust me, I've been doing this a long time, and it just seems like our society is just getting more fast-paced. There's more turmoil, and there's so many things happening to steal our peace and our joy away. What does the scripture say about fear? The Bible says that perfect love casts out fear. What is fear? Fear is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or a threat. It's a fright, an alarm, a horror, a panic, an agitation, a trepidation, a dread, a dismay, a distress, anxiety, worry, an unease, an apprehension, a nervousness, a timidity, a disquietness, a discomposure, an unrest. It's foreboding, it's misgiving, it's doubting, it's suspicious. Now, this is just a few synonyms for fear, okay? It's the opposite of fear. What is fear? The opposite of fear, calmness and confidence. Now, God wants us to have calmness and confidence. And from the time we get up in the morning, there is constant temptation to steal our confidence and calmness. So I suggest to you, I'm a teacher. I'm a high school French teacher and a kindergarten teacher, and I'm a grandmother. And hopefully God's love will come through this show to inspire you and to lift you up and to bring you in this confidence. Now, the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 10, says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." God does not want us to fear. God is love, and God is light. And the closer we get to God and the more filled we get with His Holy Spirit, the more comfort we're going to have. The Holy Spirit is the comforter. In the Greek, He's called the Paraclete, and the Paraclete is the guide, the one that walks beside us. The Holy Spirit is there with you. The Holy Spirit is knocking on the door to your heart, and He wants to come in. And you say, "Okay, how do I do this?" You're driving home tonight. You're stressed out. You're worried about the kids. You're worried about the finances. You're worried about your health. You're worried about the stock market. All these things that are just constantly bombarding our mind. What do we do with this? Well, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Now, the Lord says, do not be anxious for anything. Now, I have such a hard time doing this, and I used to be the most happy-go-lucky person, but I don't know if it's because the older I get, it just seems to be more to worry about with the grandchildren and the children. And so what I do, and I'm not saying that everybody has to do this, but when I wake up in the morning and my mind is flooded with things that I have to do, I just say, okay, good morning, Holy Spirit. And all these worries that I've been thinking about all night, I'm just going to let it go. I'm just going to cast all these anxieties over to the Lord because I can't handle these things, okay? And one example, I'll tell you this real quickly. I have a 15-year-old grandson. And last night, he wanted to drive my brand new Mercedes. And he doesn't, you know, he doesn't really know how to drive that well. And we were out on the beach, and there were kids everywhere. And I was sitting in the passenger seat. And I mean, I was trying to keep my peace. And I was praying, but my heart was just full of anxiety. And I can't remember when I taught my daughter how to drive, but I guess because it's a brand new car and he hasn't really practiced that much, that all my peace and joy just went out the window. And that's just one little tiny, tiny example. But how do we maintain this peace? It says, do not be anxious for anything. So the minute you start getting anxiety and start worrying, immediately you have to release those worries over to the Lord. Now, if you don't know the scripture says this, you're in the dark because God's word is the light. And when you don't know what God's word says, you're going to have a very hard time being comforted. And God wants to comfort you. And God has given us all these promises so that our minds can be at peace. Okay? And the more you have to do, it just seems like the more our peace is being destroyed. Just watch the news. So you have to guard your mind and your heart, and you really have to learn how to let go. And it's not easy, trust me. And you have to practice it. You have to practice trusting God and having confidence that God honors His word. And the Bible says He hastens to perform His word. And if God, your Creator, made you, He loves you. God is love and God is light. He wants to come into your darkness. He wants to come into your dread and fear. He wants to remove the poison in your soul. This world can poison your soul. People can be very hurtful. What do you do with these people? Forgive them. Most people don't even know what they're doing. They don't intentionally hurt you a lot of times. You have to forgive, because if you don't forgive, Jesus said we have to forgive 70 times 7. It says you're handed over to the tormentor. And if you're real sensitive like I am, you can pick up on everything. You just have to constantly forgive and humble yourself. In Psalm chapter 56, verse 3, it says, when I'm afraid, I'm going to put my trust in you, which is a constant. If you have a lot of different things going on, you have to constantly let go and just put your trust in the Lord. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, it says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and self-control. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Where does this fear come from? It just comes from the world. But Jesus said that we don't have a spirit of fear. We have a spirit of power. We have a spirit of love and a sound mind. Okay? And it's the same thing as anxiety. What is anxiety? A feeling of worry, nervousness, unease, typically about something, an event or something where you have an uncertain outcome. It's a disquietness, a tension. I mean, I had so much tension in my throat yesterday. I had so much tension in my throat yesterday because my grandson was driving my brand new Mercedes, and I was sitting there, the tension in my throat. I was so tensed up because we were down on the beach, and he's not experienced. And so my levels, there's certain things that make your levels go up and down. And what do you do with these things? You're going to have to roll them over to the Lord, casting all your worries over to the Lord. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 6, it says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread, for the Lord who goes with you, he will not leave you nor forsake you." God is with us. Does it feel like God is with us? No, it doesn't. It doesn't feel like God is with us, but he is with us. We're going to have to trust his promises that he's there. Now, I think we have a caller on the line. I think that we have one of my dear friends on the line, and we're talking about fear and anxiety. Wanda, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Kay. How are you doing?
Now, Wanda is, tell everybody in New York where you're located.
I'm located over here in the Chattanooga metropolitan area of Tennessee, but I live North Georgia, like downtown Chattanooga, Tennessee, 5 minutes from me.
Okay, you might need to talk a little bit louder because I can't hear you too well, but maybe it's my ear phones. Now, I've known Wanda for, I guess about 20 years, and I called Wanda because we haven't seen each other in a long time, but we're always on the same page. And what we're trying to do, Wanda, man, is triune body, soul, spirit. We're only talking about the spiritual side of man. So everybody listening in New York tonight, if you have a chemical imbalance, you need to call 911. We're not dealing with medical issues. We're only dealing with the spiritual side of man and what God says about fear and anxiety. So because we're all inundated with this, Wanda, what would you like to share? What is on your heart that you'd like to speak to the listeners?
Well, I just want to tell everyone that if you're going through what I'm going through, then you can relate with me. But I've got a husband that's got MS. He's also going to have spine surgery coming up here the first week of August. I got my grandson that's 4 months old. He's going to have brain surgery. I just put my dad in a nursing home, and I have to deal with my brother, which needs help with everything, and it's been very, very difficult, very hard right now. We're self-employed, so we solely rely on, you know, if we work, we make money. If we don't work, we don't make money. So I'm just believing in God for everything, and even though I'm in the midst of the storm, it's calm because of my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and me having a relationship with the Lord is what sustained me and helping me to get through these difficult times. And if you're one of those people that are going through things right now, I'm going to tell you, if you've got a relationship with the Lord, you can make it. You've got to call upon him, and you've got to talk to him just like we're talking right now. You've got to call, and you've got to talk to the Lord, and you've got to say, "Lord, just help me in this difficult time." And I tell you, he will be there for you because he's here for me right now. I wouldn't be able to do anything without him. And I've got a peace that surpasses all understanding, and he can give that to you too. You've just got to trust and believe.
Okay, you have to trust and believe. And let me tell you something. Our faith is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. There are 12 fruits. And a fruit is not just given to you. You have to grow it. So your faith that you had 10 years ago is not sufficient for your faith today. Our faith has to grow. And how do you get your faith to grow? Faith comes from hearing and hearing and hearing God's word. It's a fruit of the Spirit. God's not going to just give you this mountain moving faith. You have some homework you're going to have to do. Number one, God adores you. He said his love cast out fear. But you are going to have to get some scriptures and put God number one at the first commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Now, if your heart and mind is on the Lord that much, then fear is, it's going to try to come barging in there. But you're going to have to, the love of God will bounce that fear off if you stay full of the love of God. But you're going to have to do something here. God is not going to do everything. When I'm having anxiety, okay, and I'm praying, the anxiety doesn't leave. I have to take the scripture and do what the scripture says. Jesus said, casting all your worries over to me. Now, I have to release the worries, because if I don't release the worries, I start having chest pains. And some worries are easier to release than other worries. Okay, so when I'm feeling anxious, I am not releasing it over to the Lord. Okay, and the more battles you have going on at the same time, then what happens, Wanda?
Well, what happens, can you hear me?
Yes.
I just really feel sensitive right now that we've got some girls, and there could be some men on the line, and they're struggling in the area of prostitution. They're struggling in the area of sex trafficking, and they don't know how to get out. They don't know what to do. They're being abused. There's people on the line who are being abused and neglected. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out, and there's resources. And if you are really, really being neglected and abused in any way, fashion, shape, or form, I'm going to tell you there's a way out. All you have to do is reach out, call a church, call the local churches in your area, call anyone, call
911. Call 911, because there are government agencies that happen. Now, we're only dealing with fear and anxiety, but Wanda's feels that there are listeners out there. There's girls that are in fear and staying in relationships that are tormenting and abusive. And if you are in that position, there are plenty of churches in New York City. There are plenty of help, government help aids. And you need to hear what, you know, the Spirit of God wants to lead you out into a place of peace. And there are places, there are churches in New York City that will have open arms for you. But tonight we're talking about fear and anxiety, because it's gripping the hearts of people, and we're being bombarded with this. And God, you're going to have to do this. You are going to have to get the scripture and meditate on the scripture and know that God loves you and that God is going to strengthen you with his power. Okay, it says, it's Psalm chapter 34:4, I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Now, you're going to have to seek the Lord. And you say, "Hey, I've never sought the Lord. I don't even know what that means." You know, and Wanda and I have been doing this a long time, so we forget there's listeners out there that don't even know what seeking the Lord means. Seeking the Lord is the same thing as if you lost your diamond ring. And you know it's somewhere in the house. You wouldn't just casually look for your diamond ring. No, you would search and search and search until you found that diamond ring. And that, God is there. He's right there in your room. He's in the car with you, his Holy Spirit. But you have to turn your heart towards the Lord and seek after the Lord like you lost a treasure or something. And when you seek after the Lord, he knows how bad we're seeking him. It says in Psalm 34:4, he answered me and he delivered me from all my fears. Now, the Lord has gradually delivered me from all my fears like layers of an onion peel. And the Lord makes me step out in faith and do things to overcome my fear. Like the Lord 15 years ago opened up this show on Wall Street. I had never been on the radio, and I was shaking in my boots, and I couldn't sleep all night, and I didn't think anybody in New York would like my accent, what I have to say. And it was the total opposite. When I go to New York, everybody says, "We love your accent. We love what you have to say. When the minute you start talking, Kay, we feel this peace come over us." Well, God gets all the glory for that, because I didn't have the confidence to even do the show. Okay, and the Lord, we all have insecurities. We all worry about our kids, our grandkids. What do we do with this? We roll them over to the Lord. Now, Wanda, you want to say something else here with this?
Well, the thing that I just want to say is that cast all your fears and your worries upon the Lord. And when you cast them upon him, don't take it back. Just trust and believe that the Lord is going to take care of it. If he created and made you, and he created the heavens and earth, and he spoke with his voice, and he spoke us into existence, this creator can do anything for you. All things are possible through Christ Jesus.
He can do it. But the hardest thing, Wanda, the hardest thing is letting go. Because we can cast it to the Lord in the morning, and by the afternoon we start worrying again. So how do they do that? Because it's not a one-time push-button thing. You're going to, if you, the stronger the battle, the more you're going to, when it comes into your mind and you start worrying about it, you have to release it. And out loud, just say, Lord, I'm releasing this worry over to you. If you have to do it more than once, right, Wanda?
That's right. You got to live one day at a time. That's what I do to be able to deal with all the situation that Kay is presenting to you right now. I live one day at a time in my relationship with the Lord. Every morning when I get up, oh, Lord, you've got to help me in everything I do and say. And when my trials come on and I start thinking about my husband getting in that operation and my grandson and my dad over there and all these things piling up on me at one time, us being self-employed, all I can do is say, you know what, Lord, I love you so much that I totally depend on you to help me to get through all this matter. And I release it to him. And like Kay said, you have to do it continuously.
You have to do it. But see, when Wanda, the only reason, Wanda, what we have to do as human beings, because the way our carnal mind wages war against the Spirit of God. So our carnal mind is what's going to give us the hardest problem. And it's very hard to humble our minds down to God's Word. Okay? In our heart is where our spirit is. But our carnal mind wages war against the Spirit of the Lord, the Bible says. So our carnal mind is going to start thinking about the problem. And the more you think about the problem, the bigger it gets. Okay? So our mind, we have to, if it's a negative thought, it's contrary to God's Scripture, then we have to know that that thought is not coming from the Lord, and you have to line your thinking up with the Scriptures. And we have to do this all the time. God is not going to do this for you. You have to renew your own mind. And if you have a mind full of anxiety and worries, you're meditating on the wrong Scripture. You're meditating on the wrong thing. It's very hard to discipline your mind. The Bible says, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed with the renewing of your mind. And when you look up the word renew in the Greek, it means metamorphosize, when a caterpillar changed to a butterfly. Now, I can feel like a butterfly, and within an hour with three phone calls, I feel like a worm down on the ground, okay? Because if I was all by myself, it'd be one thing. But when you have all these people dumping all their problems on you, all of a sudden, it can be overwhelming. Right, Wanda?
That's right. The Word says that we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities, darkness, and rulers of this world. So you can't think in your mind, like Kay said. You can't think in your own strength. You can't think, you know what, we don't have the strength. We don't have the ability to deal with all these issues that we're dealing with today. Here's the thing, people. If you don't cast your cares and love the Lord with all your heart, mind, body, and soul, you just, there's no way of making it in this world.
You're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. In the book of Matthew, it says the days that are going to come where people are going to be so overwhelmed with surfeiting and drunkenness, because there are going to be so many anxieties coming in the days ahead that it says people's hearts will be failing them for fear of things coming on the earth. Fear is going to be very, it's going to be very, all of us, attacking all of us. So we, how do we do this? We got to get fortified, and we need to realize that it's not, life is changing. So we should start right now. And if you're listening, you're driving home from New York, you're like, really, Kay? Are you telling me God's Word is going to deliver me? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, the minute you accept Jesus to come in your heart and the Holy Spirit resides within you, that's what it means to be born again. And that's just the beginning. Okay, that's your ticket into heaven. But I'm going to tell you what, you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to get the Scriptures, God's Holy Word, and get it in your heart and in your mind, so you can stabilize and so that you can be strong. But why don't you do this right now? If you're driving home in New York City tonight, give it a try. I want you to say this little prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Please forgive us for our sins.
Please forgive us of our sins.
Let your Holy Spirit.
Let your Holy Spirit.
Peace.
Peace.
Love and joy.
Love and joy.
Healing.
Healing.
And forgiveness.
And forgiveness.
Come flood my soul.
Come flood my soul.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
I forgive you, Lord. I've been so angry at you.
I forgive you, Lord. I've been so angry with you.
I forgive everybody that's hurt me. I have been so hurt.
I forgive everybody that's hurt me. I have been so hurt.
And I'm going to let go of all these fears. I'm going to humble myself.
And I'm going to humble myself.
And I'm going to let it go.
And I'm going to let it go.
And I receive it by faith.
And I receive it by faith.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Now, if you said that prayer, I said that prayer when I was 17. And the Bible says that we are translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. We have 17 million listeners. And if you said that prayer for the first time, you are in coming into God's family. That's how you come in there. Okay? Now, but you have to find a local church, call, you know, pray, ask the Lord what church he wants to go to. You got to get in church family because we're all part of the body and you're just a baby. And babies need to go where people can take care of them and help them grow spiritually. So if you said that prayer, you're not going to make it all by yourself. I mean, you got to get into a local fellowship where you can learn the Word of God and where you can people can nurture you, because the world out there is very painful. And the more you surround yourself with powerful Christians, the easier it is. Right, Wanda?
That's right.
Okay, now, we all need each other. Okay, and we're all part. Like, if you're the fingernail and I'm the mouthpiece and Wanda's the eye, we need my eye. I can't just cut my eye out. I can't cut my toe off. Or if you're the liver, we need our liver. We need every part of the body. Every person listening tonight is, I am no more special and neither is Wanda than anybody listening. God created us all in his image. Every person has a mission. Whoever's listening tonight, you have a gift on the inside of you and you need to come on into God's family. I think we have 1 minute left or 2 minutes. Oh, we got 2 minutes left. How do you find out what your mission is? You're not going to find it out overnight. You need to come on in, get it plugged into a church, and that's where you start, because God wants to deliver you from all your fears. It says in Exodus 14:14, we got 1 minute left, the Lord will fight for you, and all you have to do is be silent. Now, if you just tuned in, this is blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. It's just a little teaching on fear and anxiety and God's love. And we love you guys. Wanda, you want to say goodbye?
I just want to say blessings to everyone and goodbye. And you know what? We're going to get through this together.
Okay, we're going to get through this together. We're done. Good night.
Good night. Blessings.